and it doesn't matter if you're a for-profit or not-for-profit, your brand revolves around meaning embedded in the story. And the meaning of a specific outcome, a tangible, concrete outcome, which is the value proposition, but then embedded in story form. And it's not just even one story. There's multiple stories in an overall story complex that you use to embed that narrative and that meaning and that deep sense of purpose and the value propositions that you want people to think about. Now, Reagan notwithstanding, you know, narratives can be used for good and evil at the same time, right? And depending on how powerful the narrative is, it can lead people one way or the other. And so we have to be very, very deliberate about the narratives that we create, because not everybody is a welfare queen. You know, absolutely not. So a lot of people were caught in that snare of that story, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of angst that resulted, and people deprived of legitimate resources through the welfare system as a result of this political strategy of that welfare queen. And you can go on and on like that. You and I are probably of a similar age. You know, you can talk about Willie Horton, you know, and that was during the Dukakis and Bush era, right? And I think Willie Horton was paroled or something like that by Dukakis when he was a governor. But it just shows you the power of a narrative to sway elections, let alone contributions to a not-for-profit.